UN chief Ban Ki-moon has expressed concern about the deteriorating health of Palestinian prisoners on hunger strike. In a statement, Ban's spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the UN Secretary General calls on Israel to charge or release the Palestinian prisoners immediately. He also relayed the concern of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights over a bill before Israel's parliament that would permit force feeding of the hunger strikers. Around 125 Palestinian prisoners have been refusing to eat for more than 6 weeks. They're protesting against being held indefinitely without trial. Scores of them have been taken to hospital as their conditions are getting worse. Well, for more on this, let's go to California and talk to Richard Herman with Orange County Friends of Palestine. Welcome, sir. Ms. Herman, why do you think that the United Nations and other international organizations have failed to put pressure on Israel to stop mistreating Palestinian prisoners?
Well, because they are beholden to the United States government. The United States has a seat on the Security Council, and they have extensive contacts within the UN. They put pressure on other governments to vote pro-Israel. And there is just no chance that the UN is going to do anything against Israel.
And so what are the repercussions and consequences of the international community's failure to defend the Palestinian people's rights?
Well, there are no repercussions right now, but those repercussions are building slowly. Every day, every week, every month, there are very, very small pinpricks against Israel, and those pinpricks are slowly building. You can think of death by a thousand pinpricks. And essentially, those movements against Israel will build up, and as the United States declines in its world domination, the UN and all the countries of the world will act against Israel.
And how much do you think Israel is becoming isolated?
More and more every day. Yes, we see this. As of maybe 5 years ago, there was no isolation whatsoever. Any institution, any government, any agency that worked against Israel's interests was, was marginalized, was ignored. But those days are changing, and today there are more and more actions against Israel, against the crimes that Israel commits, and those are building, and over time, maybe in the next, 5 years, 10 years, they will mount up to the point where the UN will finally vote against Israel, and our efforts, the United States' efforts to quash those actions against Israel will cease.
All right, Richard Herman with Orange County Friends of Palestine from California. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.